Do bureaucrats and politicians have the right to work as lobbyists in the private sector soon after they leave politics? Independent Federal MP Dr Monique Ryan calls it the revolving door phenomenon. And today she'll introduce a bill to Parliament to put a stop to it. She joins me now in our Parliament House studio. Monique Ryan, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Thanks, Ali. Nice to be with you.
What's driving this?
Well, many constituents have approached me in the last 4 years with their concerns about what happens in Parliament. No one has ever asked for less integrity or less transparency around what goes on in this place. And people are increasingly concerned about the insidious and invidious effects of lobbying on government decision-making. So the private members bill that I'm putting up today has four parts. The first is to have all lobbyists on the Federal Code of Conduct. That includes in-house lobbyists and third-party lobbyists. It also strengthens the lobbying code. It opens ministerial diaries so that we know who our ministers are meeting with, when and why. And it stops ministers and senior public servants from going off out of their parliamentary jobs and working in the fields of interest. Australians were really concerned when they saw Christopher Pyne leave the Defence Ministry and work in the defence industry as a lobbyist within 9 days of leaving Parliament. Julie Bishop did similar sorts of things when she was Foreign Minister. Greg Hunt gave $135 million in COVID contracts to the Exclusive Brethren and was working for them within 6 months of leaving Parliament. Those sorts of decisions corrode trust in our government and its decision-making, and I think that they need to stop.
But they are legal under the current framework.
Well, they're actually not, actually. The current framework says that ministers can't work in an industry where they've had a field of interest for 12 months, but it's unenforced. Similarly, the Federal Lobbying Code of Conduct for lobbyists is completely unenforced. We've also seen public servants go and work in the industries where they've had decision-making powers within weeks or months of leaving government, again, unenforced. And I think Australian people deserve better than that.
So under this bill, ministers and senior staff would be banned from lobbying activities related to their area of government employment for up to 3 years. Can that be reasonably legislated and enforced?
It could be legislated and enforced. And I think, you know, people expect that it would be. People think that it is, and they're surprised when they discover that it's not at all. Recently, there was a bit of a furore about the Parliamentary Sports Club and the fact that it was sponsored by Responsoring Wagering Australia, which is the lobbying group for gambling. We know that more than 80% of Australians are asking the question as to why the government has not taken action on gambling advertising since it was elected. And we also know that the head of Responsible Wagering Australia was working for Ann Ruston up to 6 months before he left after the Morrison government fell and went and worked for Responsible Wagering Australia. People want to know why it is that those sorts of things are happening without any oversight or effective action or regulation of it by the government. We do have legislation that says that should happen. It doesn't happen, and it should.
Why doesn't it?
It's just not regulated. It's not neither of the major political parties has any interest in basically, I guess, cracking down on their retirement plans.
Don't government staff have the right to use their expertise they've acquired throughout their careers for future employment like any other Australian?
They probably, you know, when you leave Parliament, you have to, you know, people have to find a job and they have to find employment. That's entirely fair. But the potential for conflict of interest in decision-making and for people using the context that they've made while they're in Parliament to further their own careers in a way that gives them a commercial advantage, if you like, or for decisions to be made before they leave government with the expectation that there's some sort of golden handshake after they leave government, is corrosive of people's trust in the integrity and transparency of government. And it should be understood before people take up a job here, whether as an elected official or as a senior public servant, that you can't use the knowledge that you gain in this place for commercial advantage after you leave it. You can use the skills by perhaps working in a different field. But there should be a cooling off period so that there's no question of commercial advantage resulting from your employment in Parliament.
You're an independent crossbencher. Realistically, is this going to go anywhere?
it will go somewhere eventually because there's such a wave of support for it from people. I've had more than 11,000 signatures on a petition that I've started on it. It's not happening quickly because the major political parties don't want it to, but it's not going to go away. And I do have broad support from other members of the crossbench and from integrity bodies and other bodies nationally.
But that's not going to be enough to get it up.
Eventually it will be. I look at the model that Helen Haynes had with her, she and Cathy McGowan worked on the National Anti-Corruption Commission for terms of Parliament before they got it up. And they did because there was eventually enough support and enough pressure on the government to make that happen.
You're listening to Radio National Breakfast. My guest is Independent MP for Kooyong, Dr. Monique Ryan. On a separate issue, one bill that is set to be introduced this week is the government's reforms on environmental protections and approvals. The Minister, Murray Watt, has sent a draft to stakeholders. What do you make of the messaging the government's had so far?
Well, we know that the Environmental Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act is not working. It's taking too long for new projects to get approvals, but at the same time, we're losing biodiversities and species. So it's clearly non-functional. We've known that for more than 5 years from the Samuel Review. So it's taken too long for this legislation to come before Parliament. The Minister has not shared any drafts of that legislation with the crossbenchers yet, despite many requests that he do so. We want to see this law passed. We expected to see it passed last year. Chania Plibersek had told us that it would be in the last term of Parliament, and the PM nixed it because he was concerned about the Labor's electoral prospects in WA at the end of last year. So we're really keen to see it, and we want to support it, but we want it to be strong legislation that provides the environmental climate protections that we need.
The opposition leader, Susan Lee, has written to the government calling on the government to split the bill in order to pass reforms on approvals as soon as possible. What do you think about that position?
Well, the bill's already been split into three parts in the last term of government. You know, we can keep splitting and splitting. I'm not sure that industry or the business council would be really keen with Susan Lee effectively giving power of negotiation over to the Greens if that's what she's planning to do. So I'm not sure what the rationale for that would be.
How do you see the future for this bill? Do you think it's going to get through?
Well, the government has numbers in the House. Yeah, you know, for it to pass the Senate, it would have to either negotiate successfully with Liberal, which seems unlikely at this point, or with the Greens. I hope that it is the Greens because I think that the Greens should be able in the Senate to secure some strengthening of the bill based on what we understand of it thus far. But we do need better environment and climate protections at the same time that we need to streamline approvals. And so I do hope that we can pass this legislation this year. It is long overdue.
Well, the clock is ticking. 3 weeks of sitting before the end of the parliamentary year. Dr. Monique Ryan, thanks for coming into the studio this morning.
Thanks, Ali. It's a pleasure.
Dr. Ryan is the independent member for the federal seat of Kooyong in Victoria.